Take your Bible and turn to the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Stand with me as we give honor to the reading of God's Word. And please remember, God's Word is holy, infallible, inerrant, and authoritative. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. May the Lord bless the reading of his own word. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Please be seated. And let us pray. Almighty God, again we come before your precious word. Lord, you said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Lord, your word is indeed truth, and it is eternal. Father, teach us your eternal truths. Humble us, Lord. Father, we pray for your help. We pray for the assistance of the Holy Spirit to help us to understand this particular passage and to be convinced and convicted of the truths found in this passage. All these things we ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you noticed this? When a queen or princess of a country is pregnant, that receives much media attention. It may be the breaking news of the day, or even for weeks. And people with great excitement wait for the arrival of the royal baby. At the arrival of the baby, there will be great celebrations, not only in the palace, but even outside the palace. However, that was not the case with the birth of the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. For the last few weeks, we had been examining why Christ came into this world. We learned how sin entered into this world. Then we examined the first gospel promise found in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. There it was prophesied that Jesus would come into this world to crush the head of the serpent. And over a period of more than 4,000 years, God's prophets have prophesied the birth of this promised Messiah. Finally, the long-awaited Messiah was born. The birth of the promised Messiah. We are going to examine the birth of the promised Messiah under these three headings. Number one, good news. Good news, verses 8 through 11. Second, sign. Sign, verses 12 through 16. Third, testimony. Testimony, verses 17 through 20. Good news, sign, testimony. So let us begin by examining the first heading. Good news, verses 8 through 11. Look at verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. It was nighttime. The Jewish shepherds were going about their business in the fields. Shepherds, meaning these people took care of animals, especially sheep. So these shepherds were watching over their flock. They were ensuring the safety of their flock or guarding the flock from ferocious animals. It was nighttime. And during this quietness of time, something happened. The silence of the night was disrupted by something. The silence of the night was broken. Look at verse 9. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Two things from this verse. Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke, tells us two things. In verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared before the shepherds. And then the shepherds saw the glory of the Lord. There was a heavenly radiance. We are told that the glory of the Lord shone around them. Well, it must have been a spectacular event and experience. Have you witnessed the glory of the Lord? Have you? I have not. But I marvel at the glory of the Lord in His creation, as well as in His redemption for man. Certainly these shepherds were blessed. They witnessed and experienced the glory of the Lord firsthand. Perhaps it must have been the first time for the shepherds to meet the angel of the Lord and experience the glory of the Lord. And this spectacular event caused the shepherds to be greatly afraid. The appearance of the angel of the Lord, that means the angel brought some message. Because angel means angelos. Angelos or angel means messenger of the Lord. So what was the message? Look at verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." From the verse, we can realize that the shepherds were comforted by the angel of the Lord. Do not be afraid. But the second thing is this: I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The angel comforted them not to be afraid. But the angel also said to the shepherds, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Good tidings. We always hear songs about good tidings. What's the meaning of good tidings? Good tidings means good news. Good news. Gospel. So what was the good news? What was the good news? The good news is found in verse 11. Look at verse 11 carefully. This is what the angel of the Lord told the shepherds. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Let us take some time to unpack this verse or these words spoken by the angel. Good news. What is the good news? The birth of Christ. The birth of Christ. The angel announced the best news. The birth of Christ. Today on the news channels, we hear all kinds of news. Often they are not good news. Often they are bad news. But the shepherds, they were so blessed, they heard the good news. That is the birth of Christ. Christ. What does Christ mean? Christ means the anointed one. The long-awaited Messiah, of whom the prophets of the Bible prophesied for the last 4,000 years. Finally, he was born. For there is born to you this day Christ. Christ. But then where was he born? Where was he born? The angel told the shepherds, in the city of David. The city of David means Bethlehem. In Bethlehem, King David was born. The birth of this promised Messiah, especially the birthplace, the specific birthplace, was prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And this was prophesied almost 500 years before Christ was born. Listen to this, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, Yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. The one to be ruler. See, the birthplace of Christ was prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Bethlehem, the city of David. And this promised Messiah will be the Lord. As we are told in verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, already we are told that this Messiah who was going to be born in Bethlehem will be the ruler in Israel. So this Lord will be ruler and king. And that is Jesus. He will be the everlasting king on the throne of David. We are also told in verse 11 that this Christ will be a savior. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a savior. Savior means redeemer. The name Jesus means Savior. And last week we examined Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. There it is written, and she, referring to Mary, will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. It is a very important verse that tells us what is the purpose of Jesus coming into this world. Jesus came into this world to save his people from their sins. So the angel of the Lord told the shepherds that Christ was born in the city of David. Why was this good news necessary? Why was this good news necessary? Well, since Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, the earth was covered with spiritual darkness. The earth was covered with misery. Sin has spread to all mankind and devastated the world. That is why there is so much corruption in the government, in the people, and everywhere. All kinds of lying, cheating, stealing, and sexual immorality exist. Immoral relations between man and man and between woman and woman are being seen today. Sexual relations occurring outside the marriage. And all these sins are abomination to the holy God. God hates all these sins. So the birth of Jesus was the remedy to the universal sin. And what news could have been good other than this news? Could any news be greater than this news? And that is the birth of Christ, the birth of the Lord and Savior. The Jews had been waiting for this Messiah since the pronouncement of the first gospel promise in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. What should this good news bring to mankind? What should this good news bring to mankind? Look at verse 10. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The good news should bring great joy to all people, to all God's people specifically. The birth of Christ should bring great joy. You know, today many people are living an unhappy life. Externally, they may pretend to be happy. They may say, I'm happy, my family is happy. But when you probe deep into their lives, you will realize that they are not happy. They may have everything, but they are missing one thing: true happiness, true joy. And that can only be found in Jesus. True happiness and true joy can only be found in Jesus. You know, no one can defeat sin, Satan, and death except Jesus. So do you want to experience great joy or true joy deep down in your heart? You must know Jesus. You must know Jesus. So do you know Jesus? Do you understand the significance of the birth of Christ? The birth of Christ was to be good news and bring great joy to all God's people. We are told that Jesus would be born in the city of David, Bethlehem. How could the shepherds know for sure that it was the Christ, the promised Messiah, in the city of David? How could the shepherds know for sure that it was the Christ, the promised Messiah, born in the city of David? Because many babies would have been born in Bethlehem. So how would one identify precisely the promised Messiah? Well, the angel of the Lord declared the sign. So we come to the second heading, sign, verses 12 through 16. Sign means a mark or a characteristic or indication. Now, what would be the sign concerning the birth of the promised Messiah? So we must look at verse 12. Look at verse 12 carefully. And this will be the sign to you. Who is saying this? The angel of the Lord was saying to the shepherds, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. So the sign, baby Jesus was to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. But the angel declared something very interesting, and we should not miss it. What was the real sign? The real sign is this: baby Jesus was laid in a manger. Baby Jesus was laid in a manger. What is a manger? A manger is a container that was used in a stable, animal stable, from which animals were fed. A feed trough. A feeding trough. Can you imagine? A manger was a feeding trough. And that's where Jesus was going to be laid, according to the angel of the Lord. And suddenly the angels praised God. Having proclaimed the good news, the angel of the Lord, along with many other angels, multitude of angels, praised God. Look at verse 14. This was how the angels praised God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Glory, something heavy and weighty. God in the highest, the supreme God, creator of the heavens and the earth, deserves all glory and honor. And therefore, the angels burst out in praising this supreme God. And only this supreme God can bring peace on earth. because man is separated from God because of sin. Not peace, but enmity between man and God existed on this earth. So in order to bring peace between man and God, it was only possible through Jesus. Goodwill toward man, meaning God's favor or pleasure be towards man. What a way to praise God. So the angels praised God. Remember, the angels are heavenly creatures. They are created beings. They are created by God. And they are sinless. And therefore, they do not need salvation. But then they understood and knew the fallen state of man. And therefore, they desired the salvation of sinners. So the angels praised God. And they anticipated peace on earth and goodwill toward man, which were only possible with the birth of the promised Messiah. So having heard the good news and praise from the multitude of angels, the shepherds were curious. Look at verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So when the angels left the shepherds, they greatly desired to visit Bethlehem to witness for themselves the newborn babe whom God had revealed through the angel of the Lord. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and they found Mary and Joseph. So look at verse 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. We know Mary was the mother of the baby Jesus. But Joseph was not the biological father. The baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit. But what I would like you all and us to learn is this. There is something to learn from the shepherds. We ought to learn the immediate obedience demonstrated by the shepherds here. The shepherds heard the message from the angel of the Lord. And they executed. They went in haste. They went quickly to see this baby. They acted immediately. So do you act on God's word immediately? The shepherds were very simple people. And they heard the message from the angel of the Lord. And they went in haste to see this baby. So the shepherds saw Mary and Joseph. What else did the shepherds see? They saw a baby in a manger. And that was the sign. And that was the sign. The baby was laid in the manger. An animal feed trough. That was the confirmation that he is the Messiah, Christ the Lord, Christ the Savior. What the angel told the shepherds was true. We can notice two aspects of humiliation of Christ here. Jesus was laid in a manger. Can you imagine Jesus, the Son of God, was not born in a palace, but in a stable and laid in a manger. Today, most babies are laid on comfortable cribs. Perhaps you were born in some good hospitals and were laid in some kind of good cribs. No baby, as far as I know, had been laid on a manger except for Christ. What a beginning for Christ. A lowly beginning for Christ. The second aspect of humiliation of Christ is this: incarnation. Imagine God taking human flesh. This Christ, the promised Messiah who created the heavens and the earth, took human flesh. In this world, we may experience some kind of humiliation. But Jesus, the promised Messiah, experienced humiliation for you and me. And would you reject this Jesus who came to this world to save you? Having heard from the angel concerning the sign and seeing the sign, how did the shepherds react? They testified. So we come to the third heading, testimony, verses 17 through 20. Look at verse 17. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. The shepherds made widely known, meaning they published the report of events broadly to everyone. The shepherds testified. They reported the events accurately and broadly to other people. And what did they testify? Number one, what they heard from the angel of the Lord concerning the child in a manger. Second, what they saw concerning the child in a manger. They saw the sign. And what was the response from all those who heard the testimony from the shepherds? Look at verse 18. Apparently the people marveled. They were amazed. They were surprised hearing the testimony of the shepherds. And how can this not marvel, people? The birth of the promised Messiah. What was the response of Mary, the mother of Jesus? Look at verse 18. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary continued to keep all the words she heard from the shepherds in her heart and was thinking deeply about them. She knew Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, because until now she still remained as a virgin. So the birth of Christ was extraordinary. It was a supernatural birth. This was only possible by God. So she kept all these things in her heart and she pondered over these things in her heart. Next, what happened to the shepherds? They became a living testimony. The shepherds returned to the place where they came from, and they continued to glorify and praise God because they saw the promised Messiah laid in a manger. Interestingly, God revealed the birth of the Messiah to the simple people like the shepherds. God did not reveal the Messiah to the priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, or even King Herod, but to the shepherds. So the shepherds were indeed blessed people. And so they worshiped the promised Messiah, Christ the Lord and Savior. Are you a living testimony for Christ? The shepherds saw the Messiah on the manger and they testified to others. They became witnesses of the Messiah. Do you testify Christ to your family members, to your relatives, to your neighbors, and friends. The shepherd saw the Messiah physically. Today we cannot see the Messiah as how the shepherd saw. Yet, we can see Christ in the Bible through faith. We can see Christ in the Bible study through faith. We can see Christ in the worship through faith. And we can testify Christ to others. Are you testifying this promised Messiah to others? Are you glorifying and praising this Messiah? If not, then I urge you to attend our Bible study and worship. Come and learn who Christ is and testify the promised Messiah to the corrupted and dying world, for it needs Christ desperately. Well, we examine the birth of the promised Messiah under three headings. The good news, number one, second, sign, number three, testimony. The gospel of Christ should bring great joy to all God's people. Does the person and work of Jesus Christ bring great joy to you? Are you marveled when you hear the eternal truth in the Holy Scriptures, just like the people who heard the testimony from the shepherds? Do you glorify and praise God in the highest, the supreme God, like the shepherds? If you're not experiencing great joy, then I must say that you are in great misery. That means you may not even marvel hearing God's eternal truths in the Bible. And if you're not glorifying and praising God, then you do not know Christ. Then I strongly urge you to receive Christ by faith. Listen to this. Jesus gave this invitation. And this is the invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. The Lord Jesus Christ graciously invites you to go to Him, because only He can give you rest. In another part of the scripture, Paul and Silas exhorted the Philippian jailer in this way: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Did you hear that? Believe, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved, and not only you. The promise is given that you and your household, you and your children will be saved. Only if you are God's child, then you will experience great joy. Only if you're Christian, you will experience great joy. You will marvel hearing God's eternal truths, and you will glorify and praise God in everything. May this Christmas be a different one for you. May Christ be the center of all your celebrations. All glory and praise be to Christ, the promised Messiah. Amen. Let's pray. Our mighty God, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful passage, which gives us a description of the birth of the Messiah. Lord, enable us to experience great joy in Christ. Father, help us to believe in Christ. For without Christ, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.